listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me in studio, Dr. Chuck Aaron, Dean of Theological Research and Publications at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Dr. Aaron, welcome to His Time.
Thank you, Andy. I'm delighted to be here.
Looking forward to learning from you about the upcoming symposia, the 27th Annual Theological Symposium at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Tell me, before we talk about symposium, though, tell me a little bit about your work, specifically as Dean of Theological Research and Publications.
My responsibility at the seminary is basically twofold. I'm responsible for publications such as the Concordia Journal, ConcordiaTheology.org, as well as sermon series that we publish, books, things along those lines. And on the other side is continuing education. And so there I'm responsible for such things as the summer workshops that we put on out in the field during the summer and something like the symposium.
So what? Tell me about the symposium. This is the 27th annual theological symposium. What makes up the symposium? Who is the target audience?
Well, ordinarily, when the symposium was started, it was designed primarily as a continuing education event for pastors, and it was intended to be one of the places within the church where theology could be discussed. There are a lot of other conferences out there that deal with more practical issues, but we felt that our strength was in the area of theology. In this particular symposium, because teachers and DCEs are often involved in teaching the catechism, we're hoping to broaden out the audience or the attendees a little bit.
So a little broader audience this time, and you alluded to the theme for this, or the topic for this symposium. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Well, the topic is, well, the title is From Font to Grave, Catechesis for a Lifetime Disciple. We chose this theme this year for a couple of reasons. First of all, we're entering into the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, and I can't think of a better topic to choose than Luther's catechisms, because they have perhaps been the most influential books coming out of the Reformation, at least both on pastors and people alike. And secondly, the new explanation to Luther's catechism published by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is due out this coming year. I think the hard copy of the draft was sent out this summer. So the timing is very nice.
Right. Yeah. Many church workers have received that the draft of the revisions, and so they'll have a chance to review that and gathering of responses to that as well, feedback from that.
Yes, and then we'll be taking those up in October and making final revisions there.
What are you hoping participants will gain in this theological symposium?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think one of the, I shouldn't say one, one of many challenges we face today is, one, there is a recognition that we lose a lot of our young people between high school and maybe their 30s. Might this have something to do with catechesis? Secondly, there is also a recognition that pastors often have to do more in less time these days, especially with adults. You don't have the luxury always of a 32-week course, maybe like 50 years ago you would have. Not only do you not have the time for a long course, but people are coming in with less of a foundation. It used to be when people came into our church, they may have come from another denomination. And so they knew what it meant to worship. They knew something about the Bible. They knew sort of the Bible stories, if you will.
Right, there was biblical literacy.
Biblical literacy. We can't assume that anymore. So people are really sort of at square one very often, at least with adults, and I suspect with children as well. They don't know biblical stories. They don't know how to worship, how to pray. And so you have to do all that in addition to the traditional, you might say, doctrine, if you will, and often in a shorter time. So those are some of the challenges, I think, that we face, the unique challenges that we face today. One of the things we're hoping to do is to recapture something of Luther's emphasis in the catechism that he said, this is really kind of interesting. He said, he encourages us to learn the catechism every day. And he himself says, I cannot master it as I wish. And I'm like, But you wrote it. What do you mean you can't master it? But I think for him, there's something about the catechism. It's like learning the fundamentals of playing a piano or learning the fundamentals of dribbling a basketball. You never stop practicing it throughout your life. And so what we're interested in is, if we have to do more in less time, how can we continue learning the catechism throughout one's life so it shapes and informs the way we worship, the way we read the Bible, the way we live our lives?
Now, the symposium is coming up September 20th and 21st, is
yes,
that right?
Tuesday and Wednesday.
Who might be presenting at the theological symposium?
Oh, wow. We have a very, very good lineup, just to mention a few. In terms of the plenary speakers, we have Dr. Mary Jane Hamig from Luther Seminary. She wrote her dissertation on catechetical preaching in the 16th century. In fact, in the 16th century, that was the primary way the catechism was taught. It was primarily taught through sermons. She's an outstanding Luther scholar there. And then I'm doing a plenary with Jason Brogy, where we're going to look at how the catechism can serve us our entire life. And then Dr. Tony Cook from Luther R. Ministries is going to be talking about sort of the role of the family within catechesis. But then in terms of some of our sectional speakers, I think this is really good. We have Professor John Pless from Fort Wayne, who's going to be presenting on the sacraments. I'm delighted about that. He and I worked together on the catechism committee and got to know each other really well. And John knows the catechism extremely well. Larry Vogel from here at the CTCR is going to be making a presentation on the new catechism. We have Dr. John Oberdeck from Concordia Mequon, who has specialized in confirmation and youth and teenagers for many, many years. We have Mark Kiesling, who's going to be presenting on some of the demographics. So I think we've got a real nice mix of the theological and practical. And then we're also opening it up for some pastors to present, you might call it sort of best practices. What are they doing? What they found helpful in their own setting, their own parish, that they'd like to share and from which others might learn.
Well, very good. So it certainly will be an opportunity for pastors and other church workers, maybe even for parents.
Actually, yes. This year we are partnering with Send Me St. Louis and Luther R. Ministries. And so we actually have a track on Wednesday where they are going to be sharing how everyone, pastors and people, lay people, parents, can not only witness, not only teach the catechism, but witness and embody it in their lives within the community.
Very good. Well, it sounds like a great learning opportunity. So 2 days here in St. Louis, how do we register for the event?
Well, go to csl.edu and there will be a registration page there. It's all done online. And we'll be happy to have as many as we can. This is one of the probably the most important topics we can choose, because it goes to the heart of not only sort of evangelism, but incorporating people in the church and preparing people, particularly kids and youth, to live out their faith throughout their life.
What's at the heart of the catechism? Why is the catechism such a useful tool in teaching God's word to children or to people of all ages?
Yeah, that's a good question. I suppose one could choose other texts, but in a sense, for Luther, it provided a certain syllabus to deal with the main topics of the Bible. So when you look at something like the Ten Commandments, the Creed, and Lord's Prayer, these are sort of common to all Christians. And by means of these texts, you can sort of teach the, I like to talk about is teaching the art of living by faith. So the commandments show us our need for faith, the demand for faith. The creed gives us the gift of faith by showing us all the gifts of God from creation to the end times. And the Lord's Prayer shows is the cry of faith. It's a cry of faith to receive all the blessings that God has promised. Well, as you can see, it's wrapped around the theme of faith, which goes to the very heart of the Reformation and the heart of Christianity.
So registration available for the event at Concordia Seminary's website, csl.edu. What about lodging and arrangements like that? Are we all staying at your house?
Well, you're welcome. you know, bring sleeping bags. we have some limited housing on campus. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we do have special deals with hotels throughout the area that should be available on the website as well. If it isn't, contact me at Aaron C. at csl.edu.
A-R-A-N-D-C.
Last name, first initial.
At csl.edu. Well, that's very helpful, and I'm sure that information will be very useful in registering for the event. Anything else we need to know in preparation for this event?
Well, one of the opportunities we have the evening of the first day is we've started something called discussion tables, where you have an opportunity to sit down and chat with all of our speakers, either to share with them ideas you have to give feedback or to ask them. And we even have a special lecture Tuesday night by Dr. James Veltz. It's his annual Kingsbury lecture. Beyond that, St. Louis is beautiful in September.
Yes. It's a good time to visit St. Louis.
It is a wonderful time to visit.
Well, thank you, Dr. Arend. I appreciate the information on the upcoming symposium. Sounds like a wonderful learning opportunity, especially when it comes to lifelong catechesis. From what was the title again?
From Font to Grave.
From Font to Grave. Great title. Well, thank you for being my guest here on His Time.
Thank you very much, Andy.